NPR.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Several groups are calling on Governor Polis to move prisoners up in the line to be vaccinated. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Colorado's Black Legislative Caucus sent Polis a letter this week arguing that because of the high risk of transmission inside prisons, all inmates should be vaccinated earlier. The state's plan originally called for people living in congregant settings, including prisons, to be prioritized. But the plan was revised so that inmates will now be vaccinated at the same time as other people of their same age and health condition. The Vaccine Equity Task Force, a group of healthcare professionals and policymakers, argues the plan ignores the unique health risks inmates face inside. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
CDOT is taking a new approach to improving dangerous streets. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colfax Avenue is one of the deadliest streets in Denver. Part of the reason is that it's a busy state highway in an urban area. Here's Danny Katz, executive director of the nonprofit Colorado Public Interest Research Group.
These are roads that have lots of housing, lots of people accessing medical appointments and restaurants. And so there can be a lot of conflict between people as they're trying to cross the street or just use these as what they are, which is their main streets.
Now, CDOT is trying to change that. The agency is distributing about $59 million, with more to come later, for safety upgrades like sidewalks, lighting, and bike lanes on some of the state's urban arterials. Colfax Avenue will be the biggest of 30 projects. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coming up, the coronavirus relief and government spending bill is in jeopardy with the president's unexpected set of demands. Congressional leaders are scrambling. That's next on All Things Considered. Also, we are being asked to limit gatherings during the holidays, but people over 65 were asked to do that since the beginning of the pandemic for their sake and others.
The mere chance that I might catch it and get together with the kids and grandkids and somebody catch it, oh, geez, I couldn't live with that.
CPR's Claire Cleveland speaks with older Coloradans about celebrating the holiday during a pandemic. Claire's story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Cold overnight lows, -3 in the Central Mountains. The western slope will be at 8 above overnight. This is CPR.